Sem freio de mão, vai mudando. to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We're going to take you around the world with sounds of today. Up first is Chris Potter. The album's called Got the Keys to the Kingdom, live at Village Vanguard. The tune, Klachtelbeatstein. Then Gene S. His album's called A Bop. And we're going to check into the tune, Trance. Then lastly, Michelle Thomas. The album's called The Assumption, and we'll check into the tune, I Know Because You Told Me So. Let's dig in.
Thank you. You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
Say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.
On campus, the Soka organization, along with members of the community, opened Black History Month with a ceremony that included explaining what has led up to now.
I'm going to speak quickly about Black History Month in Canada from 1960s to the present. Black people face discrimination in Canada in housing, employment, and access to public services. Many restaurants, hotels, and movie theaters refuse to admit and serve Black Canadians. In 1967, Canadian immigration policies changed. Immigrants were accessed in terms of education, skills, and employment prospects, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Racial discrimination has been illegal in Canada for many years. However, many people argue that systemic racism continues. Also known as institutional racism in social and political institutions. This includes continued harsh stereotyping of Black communities and resistance to include Black history within the Canadian history in educational curriculums, and for practices such as policing, like racial profiling, police carding, as well as underrepresentation and inclusion in political sectors and in senior business positions. Statistically, Black Canadians are more likely to be unemployed, have a lower average income than other Canadians. They're also more likely than any other racialized minority to be the victims of hate crime. Black Canadians and other allies continue to challenge racism and inequality in Canada through legal challenges, social media campaigns, protests, and movements like the Black Lives Matter. With all these unfair treatments of members of the Black community, our theme for Black History Month this year of Black resistance finds its importance.
At CGSF, we are taking the opportunity to celebrate Black History Month and acknowledge why it is important to do so. Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.